This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
Every Meal Matters, continuing the conversation with SA Harvest. Now, last week, we began an important conversation about food waste and its impact on both hunger and climate change. And there was so much more to unpack that we simply just ran out of time. So we're delighted to welcome back Cassandra Potgieter. Cassandra is the Head of Strategy and Marketing at SA Harvest. Just to recap, Cassandra leads the organization's strategy, storytelling and partnerships, helping rescue quality surplus food and redirecting it to communities that need it most. Now today, we're going to be taking the conversation a step further. We're going to be looking at the practical solutions, the role businesses and consumers can play, and why reducing food waste could be one of the simplest ways to make a meaningful difference. Cassandra, it's great to have you back on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Michael, and hi there to all the listeners.
Once again, thanks for taking the time to join us again on the Afternoon Brief, Cassandra. Last week, we spoke about the scale of food waste in South Africa. Just to recap now, since then, what's one fact about food waste that you wish every South African knew? Let's pick up where we left off.
So let's start at the very beginning. The issue with food security in our country, which has recently also been highlighted this past week by the Human Rights Commission inquiry in terms of food security, is that we are not a country that struggles for food. We have a lot of food. In fact, we are an exporting country of food. The issue that we have is that we are sending 10 million tons of waste to landfill, yet we have 20 million hungry people.
Indeed. And when
you put that into perspective, then we realize the problem is not the food issue, it's an infrastructure issue. So when we look at the scaffolding that needs to come into play for that food to get to communities, then we've got our jobs cut out for us.
You know, many people also know SA Harvest for rescuing surplus food. We'll reflect on what you've just mentioned, but your work also goes far beyond that. How would you describe SA Harvest's broader mission?
So our broader mission, Michael, is that basically we need to understand that when we want to make a change in society, it's not only going to rely on goodwill and charity. And when we start redirecting our efforts in a broader system effort, as is with SA Harvest, we bring in partners. This is not something SA Harvest is changing in the world or in South Africa or in any region for that matter. We are advocating for a system change in the sense that let's get partnerships going where we work together with various entities and various stages in society where we can say, okay, so food security is the problem. Let's go to the root of the cause, because everything starts with food. You can't teach a hungry child. Households can't function properly if they don't know where the next meals are coming from. And when we start looking at it from a cause perspective, then it's purely because we need to start changing the systems that support people who are not as well off and who are vulnerable in our societies. And when we start doing that, then partnerships become possible, and it's a blessing to witness. Partnerships abound.
Okay, so you've worked closely then, let's just follow on from what you've just been outlining now. You've worked closely with retailers, farmers and manufacturers. Now, have you during this time noticed a shift in how businesses are approaching food waste, and are they perhaps becoming more willing to partner with organizations like SA Harvest?
Oh, absolutely. By way of example, before we would have had a partnership with a fuel company. So let's say, for instance, Engen. Yes, please sponsor our fuels. Our trucks don't run on love. Logistics cost money. Thank you for the sponsorship. And they have been a huge contributor towards this. But what they take a step further, for instance, in the way that people would view a partnership, is they say, what can we do in long term? So we say, we are supporting three early childhood development centers in Witbank, for instance.
Right.
And they need infrastructure. So it's all fair and good. We get the food to the community-based organizations. But if they can't keep it cold, if they can't cook it, if they can't store it in a way that's safe and stretches the livelihood of these of the stock, basically, then we're not really addressing the problem. So Engen steps in, for instance, and says, yes, we know we're in fuel, but maybe we can address other issues in your ecosystem for the for the community-based organizations directly as opposed to just SA Harvest. And that is a phenomenal example of how now we've got agri contributors in terms mm-hmm. of farms and manufacturers who say, here's the food. We have SA Harvest saying, please get the trucks involved, the Road Freight Association members coming together and saying, of course we'll do empty legs. We'll support you. Where does the food need to go? We can map this. Let's optimize the routes. And then you've got at the end of it, and the communities are not standing with a handout. It's really a matter of them coming together and saying, at the moment, how we cook is when we come together, this team brings pots, that team brings plates, these teams bring. So they are really making it work. But then for us to make it sustainable, you've got partnerships like Engine who step in and says, okay, so clearly there's a need for a proper community mm-hmm. kitchen here.
Right.
And clearly they need electricity to run it or gas stoves to run it. And that's where businesses are also stepping in, over and above civil society stepping in and saying, we are making the change on the ground. It's so important for that infrastructure to be funded appropriately.
You know, Cassandra, when we look at the human side of the story, I mean, we can identify that behind every rescued meal, there is that person or family whose life or lives mm-hmm. have been impacted. So tell us about a story that continues to inspire you and reminds you why this work matters.
Oh, Michael, you give me this every time. I get so emotional about it.
I don't mean to stir up emotions, I promise. It's just that we need to impart, we need to impose, you know, if I can use those terms.
Absolutely.
You know, the necessity behind what we are discussing
yes.
today and the impact it should
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely. So,
right.
No, I completely get it. And, you know, we've got so many stories and one that I recently lived through. It is when you understand that when schools close down over the holidays, mm-hmm. the meals that are being supplied by schools who are also community-based organizations. So we're looking at this from a structural perspective.
Right.
When you understand the fact that when you orchestrate a node, a supply node in a community that goes beyond just schooling.
Right.
You're saying, guys, we need to come together. These children need food. These gorgos need support because there are a lot of children who actually go without during school holidays. And recently, we were placed in a very generous position where people would literally, our food donors would literally say, here's extra food because we know school holidays are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then understanding that children are not going hungry this week. Because remember, public schools are only opening next week.
Right.
And when those children get the support that they need, it's you are on the ground, you are witnessing how, just by thinking a little bit out the box, instead of using what we've got, where it was possible in various regions, where we were able to extend food even beyond the node of just the schooling feeding scheme.
Let's look ahead. So what are some of SA Harvest's biggest goals for next year? And are there any exciting projects, partnerships on the horizon, initiatives?
We have a very ambitious, ambitious task that we've set ourselves. In the past, since 2019 to now, so it's roughly 6 years, we have literally enabled, and we don't say we distribute, we enabled mm-hmm. 100 million meals.
Wow.
And what we would like to do is to shorten that runway into 1 year.
Okay.
And by doing that, it means scaling our operations, scaling our networks, and scaling our partnerships in that ambitious talk to say we have a crisis on our hands as laid out during the State of Nation address earlier this year by President Ramaphosa,
mm-hmm.
where it's been made very clear the fact that we have 1 in 4 children stunted due to malnutrition, that means it's not something we can fix later. Stunting means it's permanent brain damage. So 1 in 4 children will have brain damage and they already have, but it's something we can stop from becoming worse. And in doing that, so scaling our 100 million enabled meals means we need to scale our framework. And it's ambitious, yes, but we have incredible people and incredible organizations in our networks that have already started moving the needle, making that possible.
So that's from SA Harvest's perspective. As we begin, or rather, as we begin to close off our conversation today, Cassandra, if you could challenge every South African listening today to make just one change this week to reduce food waste, what would it be?
The first challenge is start where you are. Mm-hmm. And it's always easier to plug into another program and to see what other people are doing and what and contribute towards that. But the biggest thing is, as civil society, we have enormous power and we can start where we are. If not, and you feel that it's a bit overwhelming and you really need guidance, there are many phenomenal organizations out there doing really great things for Mandela Day this coming Saturday.
Right.
SA Harvest is you're welcome to go onto our website and donate towards a food bucket. A food bucket serves a family for 4 weeks. And there are many, many organizations doing incredible work similar to us, where we can mobilize that 67 minutes for people to either donate from a monetary perspective, but from a food waste perspective is find the people who need it most. That is normally not as obvious as we might think. And also to understand the difference from a household perspective before we throw anything away. What's the difference between our food labels, best before, used by, and all of those labels, and really understand that best before means it's going to go off by a certain date, but used by means you can stretch it a little bit further than that date. And by doing those small awareness adjustments, we can really make a phenomenal change in our country when it comes to food security.
Well, certainly what we gathered from today's conversation, it isn't just about what's left on our plates. It's about protecting our planet, supporting vulnerable communities, recognizing that every meal has value. If today's conversation has inspired you, well, take a moment this week to think differently about the food in your home. Plan your meals, use what you have, and remember that small actions really do add up. Cassandra, it's been a pleasure having you on board the show, and thank you so much for joining us once again and continuing this important conversation. Our guest has been Cassandra Potgieter, Head of Strategy and Marketing at SA Harvest. You can look up their website to see what initiatives and plans they have going forward. Just type in SA Harvest and their site will come up. And thank you once again, Cassandra. Look forward to following the incredible work that you and SA Harvest team continue to do in future.